Yeah, it's Juan AVR, the Keep It Thorough Show. I'm with my man Waka Flocka. Live in NYC. What up, Waka? How you doing, baby?
I'm living, man. I put these Tic Tacs in my mouth, so I'm
gonna What's going on with you, man? You just throw down Spin Magazine. Album release party. That was not album release party. Magazine release party. Cause you're on the cover of that bad boy.
It was my album magazine. I got a couple of albums about to drop. That's one of them.
I thought I was the magazine guy to put you on the magazine covers. You're big time now, man. You getting all these magazine covers, man. How's that feel to be recognized?
Starting big time, but the person the same. You know, I still need you.
No doubt.
Like, I need everybody. Like, I'm never gonna not need nobody. I'm never gonna feel like nobody need me. I need them like they need me.
Yeah. But you don't play. But I like about you, you don't play the industry game. You earn that shit just based on your skill and the hits and the numbers that you put up. It's not based on no bullshit. It's based on just the facts, you know.
But honestly, I feel like I'm the man that can open the door to the real hip hop. Like,
yeah,
hip hop. Like, people trying to like devote hip hop all around lyrics. Like, hip hop was made to make different genres of music have fun with it.
Yeah.
Now hip hop got a lot of politics because I guess. No disrespect to people that's corporate. I guess a lot of corporate people want their money. Like, I overheard somebody in the office say, man, we got a dress code since the people from such and such came over here. They put dress codes in the building. It ain't like back in the day. You can have music playing, everybody enjoying themselves. That's when that music was music.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I learned with an artist, if he's not happy, his music is not good.
Yeah. So how did you stay happy in this process of making Triple F Life? Because I know you had to deal with the Flockavelli was so successful. It took time, but then it blew up so big. What was that adjustment going into making Triple F Life for you?
Honestly, my adjustment to Triple F Life, I really had to feel like as a person I was ready for it.
Yeah.
Because I was really ready to get that shit up. Like,
yeah.
What made me put my album out? When my best friend died in December.
Yeah.
It took me 2 months after him passing away. Not even 2 months. Shit, I didn't get over his death for 4 months. So it took me the 5th month after my friend lost his life for me to start my new album.
Yeah, and that's Slim Duncan, right? Yeah. All right.
I put my album together like in a month and a half, 2 months.
So he kind of inspired that. Like, so why did you feel like you kind of had to do it for him? Like, that's what it was in your mind?
I felt like hip-hop, music, period. Not just hip-hop. Like, I wanted to stop it. Because, like you said, it's so much industry games in it. Like, if you don't know this person, you can't walk through that door. Yeah. If you do this show, this TV show gonna hate you. Or that radio station gonna hate you because you ain't do their show. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's too much fucking politics in it.
Yeah, and I feel like you and your mother always went against the grain. Like, Miss Anthony and you, like, you know, you guys always went against the grain of that. Challenging the industry standards,
I don't want to be a man known for breaking rules. I'm a man that chased the real and chased the truth.
Yeah.
And politics is not in music.
Yeah.
This shit is not the corporate lifestyle.
Yeah.
I understand it makes good money, but with that good money, we have a lot of good fun.
Yeah.
And I just came back and put that back into the business.
But what was the movement when you came with, like, because I think a lot of people that love, like, Hard in the Paint and Grove Street Party and some of the harder records, like, when you came with Round of Applause and now you come with I Don't Really Care, it's like, you know, is Waka going in a new direction? Like, is it still the same Waka? Like, how would you address that?
I can't even
say
that negative because Flockavelli drop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I got like 7 to 6 mixtapes after Flockavelli.
Yeah.
Doing hella records like Round of Applause and all that.
Yeah.
On my first CD, my very first mixtape, for a person that say Walker's Cross don't make a Round of Applause, I got a song called Down Ass Girl. That's the 7th song I ever recorded, ever. Way worse than fucking Round of Applause, all that. My first very CD with Old Let's Do It on. No Hard in the Paint existed. Yeah. None of that existed. So I always, like, I never want to cage in. You know what I'm saying?
That was always one side of you. Always.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Always. Yeah. I'm a man. The fuck, yeah. I can't make no music for a girl. Nigga, I'm supposed to be hard on fucking that. Come on, man. I cut that shit out, man.
No, but I also feel like you also was very, like, adamant about, like, how you felt like you brought a certain energy into the game, and other people were biting off that in a sense, or taking that.
Come on, so man, we know that y'all.
So, no, but I'm saying, but is your reaction that to say, fuck that, y'all niggas could have that, so I'm gonna go in a whole other way and not do that? Like, should we expect on Triple F Life that there's a song that, like, has that feeling of Hard in the Paint and Grove Street Party? Like, did you give that to other niggas? Like, let them have that shit. They bit off my shit, I'll open that door, let them have it, I'm going here. It's not that, though. It's kind of, you're still doing both, right?
I feel like Vince Carter, right? when Vince Carter joined the dunk slam dunk contest.
Yeah.
It was nothing he could do that Dominique Wilkins ain't do. Bernard King did. Michael Jordan did. Etc.
Yeah.
So what he did was throw it under his legs and dunk it. You know what I'm saying? He created a whole new move.
Yeah.
And with that being said, after he did that, it's people that created that whole new move with it. But this time, somebody threw it under the legs and with two hands instead of one. Yeah. So what I did is add an extra hand on the dunk that I created that people think they mastered.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to watch them follow me. So when they follow me this time, they're going to respect me.
So you did switch it up
talent.
And you added something on top of it in your mind. Like I enhanced. You're still a step ahead.
Nah, I put more power into it. Okay. Two hands is more power.
Yeah.
It's more deeper. Like, I'm dead ass serious about it, man. Not just a little boy playing, acting wild.
Yeah.
Man, you still gonna get that shit because that's what I stand for.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna never forget what got me where I'm at today.
Yeah.